שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא חובת בני ברוך.
So we are in a lesson under the topic of the obligation of BB in the last generation. We will continue from excerpt 28. You can ask questions through the website, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So, number 28, from the introduction to the book of Zohar of Baal HaSulam. Do not be surprised that one person's actions brings elevation or decline to the whole world. For it is an unbreakable law that the general and the particular are equal as two peas in a pot. Hence, all that applies to the general applies also to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole, for the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it, and according to the quantity and quality of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act of an individual elevates or declines the entire collective. Again, do not be surprised that one person's actions brings elevation or decline to the whole world. For it is an unbreakable law that the general and the particular are equal as two peas in a pot. Hence, all that applies to the general applies also to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole, for the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it, and according to the quantity and quality of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act of an individual elevates or declines the entire collective.
We see from this how important it is for each and everyone to take part in dissemination, to help the world advance to correction, because by that he raises himself according to the collective. PT6.
Shalom. Rציתי לשאול אם יכול להיות...
Hi, I wanted to ask, could there be tens around the world for people without points in the heart, or gradually their point in the heart will awaken and they'll go into work in tens?
We may organize tents for people without a point in the heart if they're joining us in some framework, and to take care of these tents, then we're going to have to take care of them like classes in our campuses. Yes, that's possible. In the meantime, we're not yet having this problem, but I'll be happy, very happy to, if we can do that.
So you're saying that the world or the next winter or will give people some kind of desire to come closer to self-correction, to go into a 10? Because there's two kinds of people in the world, people that are in 10s and people that aren't. And if you're not in a 10, it demands a lot of a person. So I don't understand how people who don't have a point in the heart will be in this.
They're going to want to receive updates about the world, about the situation, why is it deteriorating this way, what's going on with this, what their personal destiny depends on and the destiny of the whole world depends on. It will all connect that to this recreational thing called Ten or Bnei Baruch.
Okay, so Ami wants to...
What can we explain to a person that is expecting a crisis this winter, economic crisis, social crisis? What should he do? Buy food? Put it in his depot? What should the person that isn't learning, what should he do? I'm not concerned about food in the homes of people. I don't give advice to the friends of Nebuch anymore because I don't see it's beneficial. I count on you that you understand what situation we're in and what where we're headed to, how each one can guard his family, his friends, and we can be sure that by mutual guarantee we can protect everyone.
I'm not asking about us. I'm asking about a person we're aiming our dissemination towards. What do we want to offer him to do? What action?
First of all, he should know where we're headed to and why. Knowledge about that makes things much easier for him. I mean, it makes it easier, meaning he understands what the real cause is, what for and why and where we're headed to. But that doesn't change reality. We remember how Baal HaSulam and Rabash used to live in the times of poverty, times that they really didn't have food to eat in their homes. And it's not that because they were a great Kabbalist, they made some hocus pocus and they had food on their table. Do you understand? We only have to understand one thing. The individual and the collective are equal. If you want to have, you have to make sure that everyone has. The general correction, that's what we have to do in our times. Then you can be certain that I dwell among my people, so you will also be better off. I don't think you can do it in any other way now. We are yet to see what the people who have it all now and think they can really ensure a good life for themselves. You'll see. Yes.
Can I ask another question?
Well,
it's clear that the materials won't solve it. Baal HaSulam told the European Jews, run away from the Holocaust, run to Israel. It's unpleasant, but a person understands the action. The question is, how can we move a person into an internal place to connect, to change his attitude?
Organize an internal place for him to be part of. And by drawing the light that reforms, he will guarantee for himself a more safe existence. Because everything depends only on the connection of everyone. Try to explain to him that connection is the like a fence of security he can build for himself. Only connection. Haifa 1.
רב לא שומעים.
מק. מק, כן, אתה.
Yes, you, מק.
Спасибо, Рав.
Thank you, Рав.
Мы здесь все взрослые мужчины.
I have a question. We are here, most of us have kids. And part of us are potential fathers. I have a 24-year-old daughter, and I feel that a big wall that's separating between me and her. If in the past the generation somehow were together, now it feels that she knows I'm dealing with Kabbalah, but there's no connection between us. And at dissemination I saw, I work with students, and people with some kind of experience come. They have some kind of life experience. But the younger generation, they're like just tossed out. How do I disseminate to them? We're adults, and we can't bring them the same principles that we are trying to create here.
Ну я не знаю, они какие-то вот брошенные, вот ну крик, я не знаю, как вот.
They're kind of like just thrown away. I don't even know how to ask the question.
We see about the young generation, the way they communicate and the state they're in, they are helpless. They don't have jobs. They won't have jobs. They won't have work. They won't have anything to deal with. They even won't have anything to learn because what? With what professions can they enter the new world? Everything is falling apart today. And it's truly a big problem for the young generation. How can we help them? Only by one thing, explaining the nature to them and what nature is doing with us. All in all, we're in nature and what nature is doing with us. In a way that it has nothing to do with us or them or anyone. It's just that we are in a state where nature is working with us this way. And then it's going to be independently of you or your daughter and accept it this way.
How to do it in such a way that they'll listen? Because there's like a gap between us.
If you're not explaining this out of yourself, but rather you're explaining it like a scientist, by nature, it's not you or anything, it's nature. That's how it's behaving today with people. If you explain this to them, I think they may perceive this and understand it and identify with it.
Latin 6.
In the general actions in the 10,
hacer diseminación para el 99% o tomar responsabilidad con el CLI mundial, son
is there a preference whether disseminating in general to the world or trying to do something towards the world CLI? Is there some preference in dissemination, one more important than the other?
With respect to the world CLI, we're doing that in our lessons. And then people disseminate it all the time. That's why the main thing we should do is pass on what we know to the whole world, to the people outside. And do it in a way that it's not that we're pulling them to us. Rather explain what's their current situation. And the situation, I'm saying again, will become much worse. So they have to know that we should listen to the way that we can make things better for ourselves. And the only way to do that is to understand the direction of nature. What nature is trying to do is to bring us closer, either by pressure of different sorts or by us accelerating the work of nature and doing it on our own by the connection between us. That's all.
Kiev 1. Dear
teacher, you've been speaking that the state will go and get worse towards the winter, and that the solution for it is connection. You also said that we have to gather people into circles. What is the practical tip we can give people that they should maybe protect themselves, secure themselves? I'm speaking about simple people.
If people connect between themselves, they have a lot of strength to influence their fate. So we have to try to somehow explain to them that connection establishes one force between them. And this one force will protect them. You can't say that the Creator clothes in this force and the upper force. These are things that we are prohibited from saying. But to say that the force of connection guards that group that is connecting. Moscow 1.
Вот этот принцип частное, общее, равное.
This principle about the individual and the public are similar. It's because of the law of Avut, or the integral part of the system.
Yes, that stems from the system being integral. Not only corporeally integral, but rather spiritually integral. What's going on with Denis in Moscow? I don't see him for a while. I haven't seen him. Send him regards. That's it. Now, what else do we have? Moshe, read.
Excerpt 29. It's from Peace in the World by Baal HaSulam. Do not be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world, because indeed we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow from his livelihood of all the people in the world. He thereby comes enslaved to serve and crave the well-being of the entire world. Again, do not be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world, because indeed we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.
Belarus.
Belarus.
Rav, вопрос о молодом поколении.
A question about the young generation. How can we, in the current state, they see all the troubles in the government?
I don't see. By the way, I see no problem in no government. No government can solve any problem you have. It may be Lukashenko or Putin or... what's his name? We have here Netanyahu, or it may be Trump. It doesn't matter who it is. The heart of angels and of ministers and kings is in the heart, in the hand of the Creator. The upper force governs them. If the people want a change, this change truly depends not on bringing down one head and putting a head of him. It barely helps you. It's barely beneficial. It only seems to them that it will be beneficial. Especially our times, the only way a change can come is by the connection of the people. When the people inside want a new state meaning connection between them. And I think the people of Belarus are actually capable of it more. I was born in Belarus. I lived there. I grew up there. I know this country. Both the territory there and everything. The character of the people of Belarus is actually... they can be connected. They're not bad people or cruel people. Their character is real right. It's good for connection. Yes. I think this is what they should do. Just think about the connection of the nation, inside the nation. And this struggle in favor or against, I'm not going into that. I'll never go into politics. But you can be certain that if you cause a connection for the people, they'll be better off, everyone.
About the message, if we give that message of unity, so the governments can also take it into consideration.
That's true. That's true. This is something we have to take under consideration. You're right. That's why we have to do it in a subtle way and not aimed at the change of government. No. Only change of the spirit inside the people. Only that.
No, Moscow 7.
Well, Moscow 7.
Hello,
love.
We
are speaking constantly that we disseminate to people with points in the heart and people without. What's the difference between those people? Is there an essential difference between these people?
Yes, of course. The people who have a point in their heart, you can only show them where they can discover the purpose of creation, the goal of creation, the upper force, etc. And they'll come to you. They'll go into the campus. People who don't yet have a point in the heart, meaning it's there, but it's inside, it's hidden inside. You have to awaken them by all kinds of means, by different temptations, that they'll be better off, that they'll protect themselves against the coronavirus, etc., etc. There is a difference in dissemination, but ultimately we can't know in advance who we're acting towards, so that's why it has to be in general. Okay, guys.
Can we be sure that everyone who studies Kabbalah has a point in the heart?
Yes. You can be certain that whoever is in contact with us has a point in the heart. However, it doesn't mean that they're gonna always advance. There are times that there's sometimes the point in the heart goes on and then a person doesn't feel it, feels less interest in the wisdom of Kabbalah, then more again, then less again. The Creator is playing with him, giving more torments or somehow. That's it. There are many things in it. I'm sorry for not answering all your questions. Let's leave them for tomorrow. Have a good day. And the main thing is successful in dissemination and connection between you. In the meantime, the microphone is going to Shai.
Hello friends, we wanted to give an update that all the writings of Rabash, the social writings, are in many languages, and here we can see exactly where we can find them. Yeah, as we see in the slide, well, this is English, but it's in all languages in the archive. There's a section called Library, where we can find all of our sources, and of course, under the Rabash, we have the group articles, and you can find all the list of all articles. Whoever wants to go deeper in there and wash himself in this, so it's in all languages. And in addition to that, we see after you go into the social articles, if you go a bit downward, you can find it there. Now, a bit of a different topic in the lesson, our video department in dissemination, we're actually working to create clips every day, especially in Hebrew and Russian, that afterwards the Spanish and English departments take it and they can translate it. And we're inviting everyone who wants in their own language, just take the materials, it's prepared, we'll help you disseminate it and prepare it as short clips. So just go to your head of languages and we'll help everybody realize themselves. So we'll go on the schedule, 10 a.m., Noma with Rav, 10 to 10:30, then the reporters meeting, 11:30 to 11:30, then 11:30 Gilad Shadmon, and in the evening we'll study test, first part, live with Rav. And we'll go to a song.
To be together with you, how good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. One harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na.
Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise.